Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We say good morning to Linda Zaffron. She is a clinical social worker, and she also is the founder of Healing Circle Counseling and Services. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. How are you?
We're wonderful, but a lot of people are struggling right now, which is why we asked you to come on with us. And one of the things we keep hearing about is self-care, but I spoke with someone the other day who said, I just don't know what that is. How would you define self-care for someone who's right now quarantined or just dealing with everything that's going on right now?
Sure. You know, people have this idea that self-care costs money, and actually self-care doesn't. There are many things that you can do right now to find self-care in this time of people feeling isolated, people feeling alone. You know, things we can do is we can get out. We can get some fresh air. You know, as long as we are not meeting up with people, we want to keep a safe distance apart. You know, I think the recommendation is 6 feet apart. We can pray. If you have a religious preference, you can pray. You can meditate. There are things you can do like yoga. I know a lot of folks are offering free online classes. I know YouTube offers a lot of classes, you know, that you can just log on and are free. I know Ashley Graham yesterday was doing a yoga class for the whole world, so I followed her on Instagram and watched that for a little bit.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Gratitude journal. You know, every morning you can get up and write a little bit about what am I grateful for today?
Oh, wow.
How can I help someone else? Yeah.
That's
who have I reached
idea.
Out to tell them I love them today? What can I let go of? You know, in this time that everybody feels so overwhelmed, what can I let go of? And the other question is like, how can I love myself today? What can I do? How can I have some self-compassion? You know, you can write a 10-minute journal. You know, I have a lot of folks who are endorsing a lot of anxiety right now. And what I say is just take a pen and paper out or get on your computer and just write. Just write everything you're worried about. Don't stop for punctuation. Don't stop for spelling. Just write it all out and then kind of let it go and delete it or tear it up. That's always a good thing to do. Find something funny. Find something, a romantic comedy that you like, a movie, a show that you like to bring some joy and laughter. Have a cup of tea, just something as simple as that. Coffee. FaceTime friends. You know, take a hot bath. There are many things that you can do for self-care. Paint your fingernails.
I can
put on
a
your
hot
best
bath.
Perfume.
Yeah, I love a bubble bath. I want to take a bubble
right.
bath. I haven't done that in years.
Yes. I mean, there's just little things that you could do to sort of nurture yourself during this time where everybody's feeling, you know, completely out of control.
And we also need to know that I think sometimes we think it's just us. We're all in this together. And if you're feeling it, there are many other people feeling what you're feeling, right?
Yes. We definitely are not alone. There are so many people out there who are having anxiety about, well, what's going to happen? You know, what's going to happen next? Some of the things that I would say to do is sort of limit your exposure to information. One of the biggest challenges is, like, there's news everywhere. You log in online, you look on the TV, it's available 24/7. You know, put your phone in a different place. Give yourself some time limits around how often you're checking in. Maybe just stick to one source, and that's the one source that you read all day. The other thing is finding some tolerance to uncertainty. You know, we don't know what's going to happen next week or the following week or the week after that. And being able to realize that that's normal. This is the new normal for all of us. Nobody likes it, but you can't really change that. You know, people are worried about their jobs and being able to pay their bills. And so we can only manage what we can manage right now, and it's going to be different for some time.
That's very true. A lot of people are anxious. They're sad. How does someone do a self-check on themselves to know whether or not it's general sadness and that, you know, maybe they can do some self-care to improve that, or if they're heading towards true depression?
Yeah, well, everybody's having times of, you know, sadness and isolation. I mean, I'm a complete extrovert, so the fact that I don't even have clients in my office is really difficult for myself. And I know for many of us who have switched to teletherapy, it's a whole different world. And being able to just check in with others, you know, I have lots of folks that I see who are single, and they're having a really hard time. And so one of the things I recommend for them to do is, most people are working from home. Get up, make your coffee, take a shower, get ready. Get ready like you're going to work for the day. Get dressed. Don't sit around in your pajamas. And then reach out to a coworker for lunch. Eat online with people.
Oh,
have a meal with somebody.
Yeah,
you know, make it as normal as possible so that you're not feeling alone. Connecting during FaceTime, calling a coworker, calling a loved one, making time for other people in your life. I know people are doing social happy hours right now.
Yeah, that's a lot of that. My wife's been doing that with her friends. She has.
Yes, and people are finding great comfort in that. I know some people are meeting and keeping 6 feet apart. I don't know if that's a great recommendation, but if that works for them, people are doing what, you know, they find necessary. It's just reaching out, being able to check in with yourself. So some of the symptoms of depression is, you know, it's extended beyond 2 to 4 weeks. So if you're waking up every day and don't have motivation, you're not finding joy, you're tearful or you're irritable. A lot of people think that, you know, depression is just sadness, but oftentimes it's irritability, like everything's getting on your nerves. You don't have hope. You might feel helpless. A lot of people are having, you know, thoughts of, oh, I don't want to be here anymore. You know, I wish I were dead, or, you know, if I were to die, I wouldn't be sad about that. And those are when you really need to reach out, when you feel like there's not a lot of hope left and that you want to take your own life, which is not something that we want anyone to do during this time. There's a national suicide hotline that people could reach out to, and that number is 1-800-273-8255. And that number is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's always someone there to talk to. There's also local community service boards here in Richmond. So Chesterfield County Mental Health, Henrico Mental Health, Hanover Mental Health, all of those have 24-hour crisis lines that folks can call as well if they're feeling they need to talk to somebody.
If they need to talk, can they reach out to you? And can you give us, you know, how they can reach you?
Yes, my phone number is 804-482-0852, and then my website is
www.healingcirclecounseling.com.
Healingcirclecounseling.com. Yes.
Linda, thank you so much. Wow, have you been informative. That's
right.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. And if you guys have any other questions, I'd be happy to answer those and help you guys out.
Linda Zaffram, and
thank
she
you.
Is a clinical social worker, and she has Healing Circle Counseling and Services, LLC. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.